West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton City Council on Monday approving a developer's annexation and rezoning request of close to 110 acres on and just south of Carrollton city limits on the south side in order to develop an estate residential subdivision and estate residential lots on both the north and south side of Martin Cemetery Road, despite the recommendation by Carrollton City's Planning Commission for denial and several nearby residents showing up last night to speak against the proposal.
Once this land is annexed into the city, 12 months later, the applicant or any subsequent owner has the right to come before the city for a density request. And given the size of the parcel, they could seek approval for a 300-home subdivision. If the proposed plan is truly similar to the current county zoning conditions, why do we want to introduce the risk that this could even happen?
I'm opposed to it being rezoned into the city because we do not need houses on one-acre tracts. We should maintain and uphold the county and the homes. And the homes that they currently should want to build should be on four-acre lots. I'm asking for consideration for this from y'all to keep the county in the county and not take money from the county school system and not ruin the agricultural area that we currently have.
Additional concerns expressed encouraging council to deny the annexation and rezoning include the suggestion that close to 50% of the property with plans for housing is in a floodplain, and the suggestion from a county health department employee that the north side of the property contains only, quote, little spots of good dirt for building. The applicant, Jeff Camp, addressed some concerns brought out by nearby residents, stating there is no intent to impact or encroach the floodplain, and additional soil testing has yet to be complete.
So we're requesting to annex into the city because of the schools districts, which everyone knows Carrollton's got some of the best schools in the state. Schools drive values, and that's why we want to get into the city. The flood area, I don't think we're going to lose any lots over on that side. Soils dictate what we can do. We'll turn in our plan. If the soils aren't good for that number of lots that we're asking for, then they'll reduce them down, and we're willing to do that. That's what it takes.
Camp also speculated that he does not believe the 30 homes planned for the property would have much impact on traffic on Martin Cemetery Road. Well, it seems like at least a couple of local municipalities are starting to hold their noses when potential business owners and business operators come before them with plans for new vape shops within their city limits. Carrollton City Council on Monday approved an amendment to the city's Unified Development Ordinance, which now offers a definition and regulation for vape shops, and according to one Carrollton City official on Monday, will result in anyone wanting to open a new vape shop in the city not being able to open up a new vape shop in city limits. Mayor Betty Kaysen reading the amendment to the city's UDO on Monday.
The unregulated operation of vape shops within the city of Carrollton is a threat to public health, moral safety, security, peace, and general welfare. In several Georgia communities, vape shops are regulated separately than other retail operations. The mayor and council find in the public interest to make changes to the UDO to define and regulate vape shops in the city.
The amendment defines a vape shop as any business whose principal production line for retail sale is alternative nicotine products or vape juice or both. So what does this mean for anyone looking to set up a vape shop in Carrollton? City Councilman Bob Uglum asked City Manager David Brooks.
How does this affect somebody that wants to open up a new vape shop?
They will not be able to open up a new vape shop.
Thank you.
Carrollton currently has at least 10 dedicated vape shops in and around city limits. During the City of Villarica's regular scheduled City Council meeting last month, Council unanimously extinguished proposals for plans for two vape shops. Another vape shop proposal is on the City Council agenda for Tuesday. On Monday's WLBB Community Voice program, we spoke with a former Georgia State Patrolman who has begun a new life in the cattle industry, something he's done at the urging of his son and guidance from God.
We do our part, not only, you know, locally to supply farm-to-table beef here. We're also on a national transportation scale, and we try to do our part in feeding the country. Some people, you know, they don't think about where their beef comes from. They think that, well, we'll just run to the local supermarket and get it. But they don't know, they don't realize what all the efforts it takes into producing, you know, that steak or that pack of ground beef.
Lifelong Harrelson County resident John Hutchison discussed his law enforcement career, the serious health concern that led him to retire, and the joy of farming and working with his family on that WLBB Community Voice program, which is now archived online at Newstalk1330.com and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.